A House Senate conference committee has agreed to an immigration reform bill. The measure, which had died in the final days of the last two Congresses, now looks as though it will become law. NPR's Kogi Roberts reports.
One of the chief advocates of the immigration bill, New York Democrat Charles Schumer, says that this year immigration became a white hat issue, that the forces fighting against the measure finally had a force on the opposite side of equal rate. Public opinion. The opponents of immigration reform have always been many. Hispanics in Congress and in the country have opposed the part of the bill most lawmakers consider key, punishment for employers who knowingly hire illegals. The measure passed out of conference today would provide civil penalties and criminal penalties for those who repeatedly hire illegal aliens. Hispanics worried the employer sanctions would cause discrimination against anyone with an accent or Spanish name, whether legal or not. The new bill includes strong anti-discrimination language for employers who do refuse to hire any Hispanics, while still allowing someone to hire a citizen before an alien. To appease Hispanics and others, the immigration bill includes amnesty for aliens who have been in this country for 5 years. Many border state representatives fought against the legalization provisions, saying that millions of people could eventually become citizens and bring their relatives to this country. All those people could bankrupt the state's social services, said the representatives. But the idea of deporting all of those people seemed impractical as well as inhumane to most members of Congress, and aliens who came to this country before 1982 will be able to apply for legalization. The other major controversial area of the immigration bill is the farm worker program. Agricultural interests wanted to be able to bring workers into this country to harvest crops without being subjected to employer sanctions, but the trade unions opposed this section of the bill. Finally, a compromise was reached where up to 350,000 farm workers could come into this country, but their rights would be protected and they would also be able to apply for legalization if they met certain conditions. The elements of the final immigration package have been there all along, but this year, say the key lawmakers around this legislation, the Congress was ready to act on them. The combination of horror stories about people coming over the borders and editorials about congressional inability to act made members of Congress decide the time had come to enact immigration reform. But supporters of reform warn the end is not here yet. The conference report must still pass both houses of Congress, and a Senate filibuster is always a possibility. I'm Kokie Roberts at the Capitol.